Hello.
Hi, Tom. It's Jesse.
Hi, Jess. How you doing, dear?
Good. How are you?
He's not back yet.
Oh, the check. Are you talking about Aaron?
No, I don't know what went through. Aaron just took a bunch of money out of there, do two jobs. He's going to go stuff cash right back in, and then I'm going to get a hold of you. And it's
okay.
Funny because we didn't have a chance for checks to clear. We walked up there with a pocket full of money to go put it in the bank and buy supplies. Who's going to give the money? And that way nothing came, you know, didn't come out of the bank. They already took it out of the bank. I went, oh, would you put that money back in, fool? So as soon as he gets done, I will give you a shout, okay? And
okay.
It will be pretty soon because my son, my youngest, graduates today, and I got to take him at 6 o'clock for his commencements. He's going to get his haircut right now.
Okay, perfect.
We'll be done this afternoon here, not too long, okay?
Okay, all right, sounds good. Look forward to hearing from you.
Hi, dear. Oh, I got a call. I don't know how I got in everyone's list.
Uh-huh.
But another person had called me and from another company and was describing the same thing that you did. I says, are you one of those Google partners, you know, for a Google guarantee? She goes, yeah. I said, dear, you're a couple of days too late. I said, I'm pretty much committed to the lady already. And she started going on that you got to see guarantees within 3 months. If you don't have guarantees in 3 months, you get to go get out of this and everything else. I'm like, okay.
Well, I'm glad you stuck to your guns. Yes, I mean, definitely there are a lot of people out there that, you know, claim to do what we do, but I'm going to help you out and take care of you. Okay, Tom?
Sure. I'm just letting you know, I already got a call and I told her you a couple of days too late there.
Yeah.
I said, I'm dealing with another company who does the same thing, Google Guarantees Partnership. Your partner with Google, and he goes, yeah, the Google Guarantee says, yep, already been filled in and all that stuff. I said, a couple of days too late. We're already committed to a lady.
Yeah. Did she tell you the name of her company at all?
Oh, God. She did. I didn't yell for yours either. But it was, I don't know. It wasn't your company.
Yeah. Well,
it was
as long
another
as
company.
I was just curious, but it doesn't really matter. But,
I've had 15, 20 phone calls between last time I talked to you and now, so it's like they're all kind of meshing together and everything. I'm going to hate.
Well, one of the things, too, that we can add to kind of help with that, Tom, is a call tracking number. So, I mean, I don't know. We can definitely go over that if that's something that you would be interested in at all. But it wouldn't, you know, it wouldn't cost anything extra or anything like that. Just... You know,
What's that?
Well, so call tracking number is basically a number that's listed on the internet mm-hmm. that isn't actually your phone number, but it directs to your phone number. So it's like having a work line, basically. And then the great thing about the call tracking number is it comes with an app that we have, so that also you can add Aaron's phone number to the call tracking number, so you can... You know, put your number on pause if you want the calls directed to him or, you know, vice versa or, you know, whatever it may be. But it's also a great way to keep track of the calls coming in. So who's calling, when they're calling, where they're calling from. It's just a new feature that we actually just recently added. It kind of helps, avoid any other marketing companies that might be calling.
You have talked to Aaron. Can you imagine if Aaron's on a job and he got a call from somebody?
Yeah.
Aaron's not very nice. I'm off a fucking ladder. I can't talk to you right now. I was like, Aaron, dude, don't talk like that. Please. I was busy. He was like, oh, Aaron, don't talk to you.
Yeah. He definitely keeps it straightforward.
Yeah, he's heard all the stories about me, and I pride myself on being an asshole. I've earned it. I'm bona fide and certified, and I'm the biggest, hardest asshole you ever meet. I just don't take people calling me an asshole. I just don't take people's crap.
Yeah.
I don't have time to play politician anymore.
Right.
So, and Aaron still hasn't learned the delicate part of politics yet as far as you're dealing with people, you know, etiquette. And he hasn't learned that part yet. I'm like, boy, son, I says, So you better learn. I'm going to retire.
Yeah, it'll come. I mean, you know, he's still pretty young. So, I mean, you know, the customer service part is maybe not his forte at this point. But, you know, he'll figure out sooner or later, you know, and it'll have to go.
I told him, I said, son, you and I are totally different. He goes, why is that? I said, I was a ladies' man. I said, yeah. I can sweet talk lady into anything. And I said, trust me, when you're dealing with women, that helps you because that helps your business. Because if you can sweet talk a lady about anything, you can definitely talk a customer into it. He starts laughing. I go, you need to go out and date more. He just goes, it was like, hell, but I don't care. I'm like, yeah, well, you're pushing 30, kid. I'd like to have a grandchild sometime sooner.
Yeah, grandchildren, you know, that's, I think that's what every parent our age is wanting at this point.
Man, I'm 58. My youngest daughter, she's 23, just made me a grandpa. And I looked at him, he goes, I'm not having any kids. I'm like, son, I didn't have you till I was 30.
Okay. Yeah, that's about how old my dad was when he had me. So.
And we argue and stuff. He goes, you know, the bad thing about this is when I had you, and he starts, yeah, because this, that. I go, no, I wish I would have had you younger so I could have enjoyed you more. It's only regret.
Yeah, but, I mean, at the same time, I think it is, you know, good to kind of have your life situated, you know, to kind of take care of your kids. I mean, you know, it's, and some people do have their lives together at, you know, 20, 23, but the majority of the people don't, you know. So,
I didn't want kids. I didn't want responsibility. I bartended. I worked out. I'm big built. I'm 6'6". Big in the house. Air's bigger than I am. I'm shrinking down. Air's like 6'6", and I'm 230. He's like 240. He's a big boy. And, I know I didn't want to settle down. All my friends were getting married, having kids. I'm going home with a different girl every night. I'm a bartender and I'm dancing naked on bars. I didn't care.
Okay.
You know, then I found an Italian woman who decided I needed to calm down. I had no intentions.
Yeah.
So it was probably a good thing I kind of waited.
Yeah. Oh, you found the one that stole your heart, huh?
Yeah. Well, I look at it now, it's like, everybody's right. You were definitely not the best-looking woman I ever dated.
Oh, oh my gosh.
Not at 55, 56. I look at her, and my funny thing is, he's like my little brother, but he's my best man at the wedding. Years later, her and I split. He takes up with her. Now he's getting divorced now, and I look up at him, and I go, Ricky, you know, I used to be mad at you. That's why I kicked your butt years ago. I said, but the only thing I can say is, thank you. He goes, thank you. Yeah, thank you for taking her away from me. Thank you, sir.
Oh, wow. So your best man married your ex-wife? That's crazy.
Yeah. Oh, no. It was great because for years, I mean, I did kick his ass years ago. After my motorcycle accident, I said, well, you got to go through life telling everyone you got your ass kicked by a one-armed, one-legged man and he's a bitch. But then I felt bad now.
Yeah.
Because it was funny because when we started hanging out, she would pull us, oh, hon, could you get this for me? And I look at this set of space, I go, you know, I used to have that same stupid look on my face, too, when I was married to her. And now he's looking, he goes, I should have listened. I go, I told you.
Well,
so he's going
I mean,
through a divorce right now.
That, and that's your son's mom, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Well, do they at least have a good relationship? Or no, not really.
Yeah, she says you're too much. I got three kids with her. She's Italian.
Okay.
My last name's Boone. My family's been here forever. We're a bit of everything. And, my oldest son's Aaron. He acts like me. My middle son, Brandon, looks and acts like her. Drama queen. Oh my God, I can't believe it comes out, stuff comes out of that mouse boy. Or that boy's mouth. And then my daughter, I used to tease her. I go, honey, I look at you and say, you know, I don't see me in there. And then you open your mouth. There I am.
Oh,
the sarcasm comes dripping out.
I love sarcastic women. They're just the best.
Well, she's one of those. I mean, I put her against the old lady in night court, the sarcastic lady, you know, the bailiffs.
Yeah, uh-huh.
They had the old white lady who was so sarcastic, and they had the black lady who was with sarcasm.
Yeah.
I told my daughter, I says, boy, you live right up to it. Everybody says, she's just like you. She's just sarcastic. I said, yep, Miss Happy, isn't she?
Yeah. That's like me and my dad. I'm just like him. He's more dry, though. I mean, he's super dry. He has the driest sense of humor. He thinks
he's got Bob Newhart style comedy.
And his name is Bob, too, actually. that's funny.
Bob Newhart had the dry humor. He delivered things. You're like, huh? And if you didn't catch the word into sarcasm and dryness, you would never hear it. It'd be like, I don't get it.
Yeah. You just have to be a certain type of person to like that sense of humor. I love it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, my daughter's just been perfect with the sarcasm. And she just, it just drips right out. It's like, ooh, that was good.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you got to be definitely witty to be sarcastic. I mean, you know, a lot of times people don't even understand that it's sarcasm, which is even better.
You know what? I've been so funny. You said, you're so funny. And I've been sitting there telling people, you know, you're one of the dumbest, stupidest son of a bitches I've ever met in my life. And they're laughing. You're so funny. I go, no, I'm being honest. And they're laughing. I'm like, and people know me or die. They go, they Tom, you're not good. I'm like, yeah, I told a guy that's who's, he's a complete idiot. And they're, oh, you're so funny. I'm like, okay. How can you cut somebody down and they love it and just keep laughing?
I mean, some people do, you know. I mean, yeah. I think it depends on where you're located, though, because in California, people don't, you know, it's a, I think that's hilarious, but most people here, you'd say something like that and they, like, go cry about it. Like, you know.
So like, did you really mean that I was stupid? Yeah, I really did.
Yeah.
You were joking? No. No, you're dumb.
Yeah.
You're dumb.
Yeah.
You know? I can't tell my wife for me to be vulgar. I said, son, I go, hun, brother. And I go, I am so shocked that the people are alive in this world. Half of them belong in a socket. The other half should have been swallowed. She looks at me and goes, you're terrible. I go, I can't. Like,
yeah, I think it's hilarious. I mean, people are. They're incredibly sensitive about everything now. You know, it's crazy. You know, you can't say anything without somebody getting offended. But,
well, you don't seem like you're left. How the heck are you getting along down there?
You know, I do all right. You know, I mean, it's, you know, I'm actually in the most conservative county in all of California. So it's very...
Really?
Yeah, it's super conservative in Orange County.
Okay, because everybody told me to. A friend of mine, I keep pointing back to him in San Francisco. He goes, Tom, you got to go north. He goes, before you get to any of those type of people. I'm like, really?
No. And it's definitely south. It's Orange County is the most conservative. I mean, because it's a suburb too. So you know, you're always going to get more of that in the suburbs. And, yeah, it's super, yeah. North, like San Francisco is the most liberal, city of all of California. I mean, that's where everything liberal started, was in San Francisco. And
I know, and we can't understand why, you know, Berkeley and everything up that way were supposedly the free speech started in the 60s is now dying in the 2000s.
Yeah, well, I mean, but, you know, the 60s were a lot different. I mean, you know, it's everything was, I imagine that San Francisco in the 60s was probably an amazing place to be, you know.
Even back then, everybody talked about flower power, free love and everything, and High Street and all this, and I'm like, not me. I wouldn't have been a greaser.
Yeah.
But I'm a car guy, so maybe I would have been, who knows.
Probably. No. I mean, I guess it's hard to say unless you're there, but, you know, at least what I imagine. I mean, I think that San Francisco probably had a lot more heart, you know, and now it's just kind of like a drug infested, homeless, disgusting city. It's
the land of Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah, but it's just, it's really, like, disgusting. Like, the whole city is just dirty, and I don't know. It's not, I
feel a buddy of mine, Dad. He goes, hey, you guys, everybody's crapping on the sidewalks. I don't see that. I'm like, well, where the hell are you?
I had actually seen that. I've seen people, you know, like, masturbate in the street, like, you know, do just crazy things in San Francisco. Yeah, it's just really, it's foul. It's, I mean, and in 90
parts. I'm dying laughing. I say, look, it looks like a penis, only smaller. I'd have to mess with you guys. I'd make him so self-conscious, and he would actually put it away and go take his toys and go home.
Well, but, I mean, the thing about it is those people are just so mentally ill that, you know, really it's like you say anything and they don't even know, like they're in their own world, you know. I mean, it's really...
That's called meth, dear. That's called meth.
Yeah, there's a lot of that there, too. A lot of crack. I mean, it's, you know, it's just, it's really... it's a whole different world there. That's something that I really, but I already told you, I'm not a big city person. I just don't really like big cities. It's, you know,
I'm getting ready to, I'm getting ready to move. I don't know how it would be. I'm in Detroit. Detroit has shrunk from, what was it, the eighth largest back when I was a kid, the 70s. And it's somewhere smaller because everybody's filled in around the country. I'm now going to move about 45 an hour outside the heart of Detroit, where, you know, if it's a tough neighborhood, the only way you know is if somebody graffitied the cows or something, you know?
Yeah, yeah, we just had a tough neighborhood. Yeah, I saw the cows graffitied. You guys are tough.
But, oh, well. did they actually do cow tipping there? Is that like an actual...
I don't know. I asked guys, can we cow tip and everything? And everybody's like, oh, we do this. I've never seen anybody actually do it, but I've heard them talk about it.
Yeah, I've heard people talk about it in shows and, you know, movies and stuff, but I've always wondered if it's like a real thing.
Well, it's like Florida. I was talking to a guy earlier. He was Colorado. And I said, you know, I'm going to be moving out where it's a little more redneckish. You know, they drive side-by-sides down the middle of the street. They don't do golf carts. They start blow off large explosives just for fun because there's nothing else to do. And I started laughing. I go, the buddy was telling me, he lives out there. He says, they actually have a day to drive the tractor school. I says, say what? He goes, they drive a tractor school. I go, it was just like Foot Loose here or something like this. We're going to have tractor races or something. And, but I was telling like Florida. All my friends live there. 10 miles from the coast. All the way around.
Okay.
It's all redneck down the center.
And Michigan?
No, it's in Florida.
On the coast? Oh, in
Florida.
Yeah,
all the way around Florida.
Yeah.
If you go 10 miles in, it's all redneck.
Yeah. Yeah. That's, yeah. I mean, all of Florida is. Well, I don't know. I guess it's like a melting pot there. I've never been there,
though. As long as you go around the coast, it's, you know, blondes, bikinis, the whole thing, like everybody pictures California. But then you go 10 miles in, rednecks.
Well, that's exactly how it is here. See, most people don't know that, but if you were actually to look at, like, a map of how we voted in California, everything inland is all red, and then everything on the coast is all blue. So
I saw that. I was like, whoa. But those blue counties are big.
Yeah, that's, you know, you just have way more people living on the coast, but everything inland is all red. So, I mean, I would say, like, with any coastal area, it's probably a lot more like that. Except for, you know, like, Virginia. Most people there are, like, North Carolina or anywhere along those coasts, like, pretty much.
Well, Virginia pretty much stays... Virginia, because my wife's from there, Virginia pretty much is... It used to be red. And then about couple terms ago, it went blue, and her mom and dad are from Virginia, and they're red. And they can't understand... How the hell that last Democratic governor got in there, but the new one kicked him out. I'm like, how did that happen? You guys were always red. What happened? Wow, we don't live here no more. We don't know.
Yeah.
In Michigan, because of the unions, it's blue.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I thought.
Cities, like you said, Detroit and, you know, like Flint, which is 40 minutes north of Detroit. Those are Democrats.
Yeah.
It is really heavy. Unions, minorities in the city, so those stay Democrats. And I'm always teasing my friends. I go, what the hell did you get the last time you voted Democrat? And they're pretty much, it's 80-85% black folks in the city now. A lot of white folks moving back.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, what'd you get? He goes, nothing. I go, what'd you get before that? He goes, nothing. I said, they come in every 4 years. Tell you this, that, and go do all this stuff for you. And what happens? Goes, nothing. I go, so who are you voting next time? He goes, if you're in hell, I ain't going to be Democrat. I says, welcome to, I go, I love seeing a Republican born.
Yeah, I mean, it is. It's, you know, it's unfortunate that, you know, that's the biggest problem, really, is nothing happens. You know, I mean, but it's, you know, it's really just because everything is ran by corporations. So they're paid off by the corporations, you know.
The 1% rules us all.
And that is really, you know, what it all boils down to is that they'll do whatever the corporations tell them to do, so which gets absolutely nothing done. You know,
well, how did Newsom win then? Because if the whole state was against that guy for a recall, and the guy who was racing against him was a black guy, I thought he was going to do really good. But then they
elected to pull that governor back in. I was like, now how in the hell did he win? I go, sounds like something was stacked.
I mean, I definitely don't like him. I just think people like him because, you know, he's, like, good looking. I mean, that's pretty much it. But, you know, other than that, I mean, he's, you know, doesn't really, I don't know, he definitely doesn't do much. That's for sure. But, I mean, no, look at most of our governors here have been, you know, like celebrities and, you know, things like that.
Arnold.
We've had a lot of celebrity governors and, you know, people that, you know, get elected governor just because they have that name and they're good looking. I mean, that's, you know.
Well, play Jerry Brown a second time. The first time I understood, you know, him and Linda Ronstadt doing mushrooms up and on the beach was one thing, but, you know, fast forward 40 years later, he's governor again. I'm like, wait a minute. Weren't you doing mushrooms with Linda Ronstadt back in the 70s?
How
the hell did you become governor again?
That's funny. I had no idea about that.
Oh, I mean, yeah, he made the news. I guess they tripped out a little bit, you know, and they got caught. There's probably nothing talked about in California. Oh, no, you don't talk about that. It's impolite. But the rest of this country are like, hey, wasn't that cool? Governor back you know, in the Linda Ronstadt days? And that was, he dated Linda Ronstadt for a while?
Yeah.
Well, one time, Linda Ronstadt was a good-looking lady.
Yeah.
Now, it looks like my dad's second wife. It's like, ooh, Dad, what were you thinking?
Oh.
I looked at my ex-wife, ooh, was I drinking that day? And yes, I was. I showed up on my wedding drunk.
Oh. No.
She told me if I showed up drunk, she's walking out the back door. I showed up. I drank a fifth of 100 proof peppermint schnapps, and I had some peppermint gum in my mouth. And she looks at me. We're sitting there in front of the priest. She goes, drinking? I go, smashed off my ass. You leave it? She goes, nope, I'm going to make your life hell. I'll be damned if that woman didn't hold that promise true. Look here. And gets done here.
Okay.
We'll give you a shout. I'll have Aaron give you a shout on that one because he'll have more control of that than I do at this particular moment.
Okay.
Until all the checks clear, we had, like I said, they bounced a few checks, and I put an alert on my phone. So when everything's clears or that clears, I get alerted. I have not put an alert yet.
Okay.
And it's through Bank of America, so, you know, it's not some little rinky-dink bank.
Okay. All right. Well, so I guess if I don't hear from you by the end of the day, Tom, then I'll just go ahead and try you back, okay?
All right. I got graduation today, so I'm trying to start getting haircuts, and I got a haircut yesterday to get cleaned up for this thing. Aaron's going to hold down the fort pretty much today. All right?
Okay. Okay, sounds good. Then we will talk in a bit, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Enjoy your day.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye.